Good morning. If you've just joined us, welcome to our programme. It was once reported that Margaret Thatcher, the Conservative leader of the opposition, said, in politics, if you want anything said, ask a man. If you want anything done, ask a woman. Margaret Thatcher is our guest this morning on LBC, and you can phone her on this number, 353 8111. Good morning to you, Mrs. Thatcher.
Good morning.
Could I ask you just a few questions to set the scene before we invite our listeners to call in? In fact, they can call in while we're talking on 353 8111. Do you think it is at all possible that we could have an election in 1976?
I think it's possible, and I think it's something we would be prepared for. I'd very much like it. You quoted what I'd said at one time. Naturally, I'd like to be in a position to get things done and not just to talk about them.
Right. I know there are lots of questions and lots of people waiting on the phone. So let's talk first to John. Hello to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I must say what a wonder it is to be able to talk to the leader of the opposition.
Is it?
Yeah, well, but for radio and telephones, we'd never be able to do that.
No, that's quite right, but I've been on phone-ins quite a bit, and I always thoroughly enjoy them. So, what's your question?
Ted, you're talking to Mrs. Thatcher.
Morning, Mrs. Thatcher.
Good morning, Ted.
Please. Good morning.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hello. Oh, I am, sir. Now, I want to put a question about Chile and about the tortures that have been going on there, about the tortures that went on in Greece, the tortures that go on in Turkey, the tortures that go on in Iran, and also the tortures, mental tortures, which you have often referred to amongst the Russian dissidents, which I also abhor. Now, you're very, very fast, Mrs. Thatcher, in, shall we say, condemning anything that comes from a left-wing regime, which I also join with you. I condemn wholeheartedly the actions of the Russian government against their dissidents. But you're very, very reluctant to come forward publicly and state your abhorrence of the tortures that have gone on in the countries like Greece, Turkey, Iran, and that have very recently gone on in Chile. May I have your remarks on this, please?
To me, the unacceptable thing is the torture, regardless of the country which imposes it.
Hello to you, Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Mrs. Thatcher. I've just got the vote.
Yes.
And may I say, first of all, how very impressed I am with your idea of having a standard below which no one can fall,
yes,
and then the sky's the limit.
That was originally Winston Churchill's phrase, you know.
Yes.
He said that there must be a ladder up which people can climb, the sky's the limit, but at the same time you must have a safety net to protect them when they fall. And it's been a conservative doctrine now for many years.
Well, following on from that, could you assure us today that when you come to power again, we will not have inflationary government intervention into industry and the economy, and that we will not go back to the days of Tony Barber and boom slump cycles, and that you will adopt the policies of Sir Keith Joseph?
My goodness me, I wish we could say yes to all that. In fact, in the whole of the post-war period, Andrew, as you look at it, we have in fact had stop-go, and so have other countries. What we really want is to go towards a steady expansion.
As usual, Mrs. Thatcher, time has beaten us. It's already over. Thank you very much for joining me
thank you, Mr. Hayes.
On the programme.
I'm sorry we hadn't time for more.
I'm sorry too. Perhaps there'll be another time,
yes.
I'm quite sure. Thank you very much indeed. And the news follows in just a moment.